Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest is Thursday, sunny skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to lower 20s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 40s. Friday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 26. And Saturday, will continue with sunny skies with a high near 46 degrees. Currently, it's 30.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the U.S. has reclaimed the title of top beef exporter to South Korea in 2017. The change comes 14 years after a U.S. outbreak of BSE that led to a ban of U.S. beef in South Korea, handing the top spot to the market to Australia. U.S. beef shipments jumped 13.7% last year to 177,400 metric tons, accounting for nearly half of South Korea's beef imports. Australian shipments eased about 4% to 172,800 metric tons. Beef is a diet mainstay of South Korea, and the nation is the world's fourth biggest beef importer and the third biggest buyer of U.S. beef in 2016, rising to a value of $1.1 billion in 2017. A Korea-based trade researcher attributed the change in 2017 to the drought in Australia and a tariff gap between the U.S. and Australia. U.S. beef will attract a 21.3% tariff in 2018, but the tariff for Australian beef, 26.6%. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says the biggest problem with the North American Free Trade Agreement comes from the North, referring to Canada. Ryan points to Canadian dairy producers dumping low-cost products on the market to compete with other farms as the real issue with NAFTA. Late last week, he said NAFTA needs updated, but said the U.S. should work within the framework of the deal that took effect in 1994 rather than simply withdrawing from the agreement. Dairy has long been a sticking point in the Canada-U.S. trade, especially in Wisconsin, which is Ryan's home state. Canada's system of tariffs and quotas, known as supply management, restricts much of its market. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Fascinating, captivating, stimulating, dominating, and with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pages $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
When you're a producer, you gotta keep growing and keep the machinery in gear. You can't have a lot of downtime while you're waiting for parts or repairs, no matter what the equipment is. If your machinery is holding you back, talk to us. We can offer you loan options that make sense for your ag business and get you back in gear. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Me. Mid America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Dozens of Kansas legislators have received an hour of training on identifying and dealing with sexual harassment. The session yesterday was for Kansas House members. It was part of an effort by legislative leaders to address allegations of misconduct at the State House. About 80 of the House's 125 members attended. The Liberal Police Department arrested a 13-year-old boy for aggravated criminal threat yesterday. On Monday, USD 480 officials notified the police department of a potential threat on social media to Liberal High School, Eisenhower Middle School, and Seymour Rogers Middle School in Liberal. The teen was taken into custody. Officials with Fort Riley Army Base announced yesterday that a 25-year-old Fort Riley soldier was found dead at an off-post residence on Monday. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the soldier, Specialist Hunter Schmidtke, was found unresponsive in a home in Junction City. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh...
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop?
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
South Central Kansas authorities arrested seven people, including five minors, as part of an investigation into drug activity at the Newton High School. The arrests yesterday were the result of a two-month investigation by a Harvey County Drug Task Force. Newton officials said all those arrested either attended the high school or recently withdrew. They were arrested on charges of selling marijuana, Xanax, Oxycontin, and hydrocodone. Kansas Supreme Court Justice Lawton Nuss told legislators that judicial branch employees are so underpaid that the problem threatens the state's ability to provide justice. Nuss made an aggressive pitch for greater funding for the court system during his annual State of the Judiciary address yesterday to the legislature. He said that low pay results in unusually high turnover among court system employees. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole was given the highest civilian honor yesterday, the Congressional Gold Medal. President Trump stated that Dole was a true American hero. 94-year-old Robert Dole was born in Russell, Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. The director of the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, Scott Frakes, believes that prisons will meet a mandated deadline of July 1st, 2020 to reduce overcrowding. Yesterday, Frakes opposed a bill introduced by Senator Bob Criss that would declare an overcrowding emergency if the prison population does not decrease to 140% in the next 6 months. The Lincoln Journal Star reports that prisons are about 156% of capacity right now, and the state is facing an ACLU lawsuit to address crowding and conditions for inmates. Authorities say more than 41 pounds of drugs were found in the car of a New York City man arrested in South Central Nebraska. The State Patrol says that 40-year-old Juan Lin was pulled over Tuesday for speeding on the interstate in Buffalo County. A search of his car uncovered 41 pounds of ketamine, which is an anesthetic abused for its hallucinogenic properties. The 617 vials street value is estimated at 617.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and heard a report on progress of a construction project and design of a possible ag education complex. The upcoming school calendar for 2018-2019 was discussed. A calendar will be adopted at the February board meeting. The board discussed goals and priorities for the remainder of the school year and will continue discussion at a training and work session in February. Resignation, retirement of Cindy Rang, Marysville Junior Senior High English teacher, was approved effective at the end of the school year, and the resignation of Connie McWilliams, paraprofessional at Valley Heights, was accepted effective January 15th. The New Year's baby born at the Washington County Hospital was Jessa Ruth Peters, born January 3rd, the daughter of Skylar and Stacy Peters of rural Washington. Some $15,000 damage was reported at a Beatrice home that caught fire Wednesday shortly before 3 a.m. Four family members escaped without harm from the residence at 500 Hill Street in West Beatrice. Immediate cause of the blaze was not determined. Marysville Chamber of Commerce will host their annual meeting. Team Chamber will be the focus Saturday evening at the Marysville Legion, with tailgating beginning at 6, a kickoff at 6:30, and the meeting at 7:30. Outgoing board members and incoming board members will be recognized. Anyone who has not been contacted for tickets is asked to contact Casey at the Chamber of Commerce office. Joy Delight Lindeen Claycamp, age 81, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Joy Claycamp. Vernon Brannick, age 82, of Steiner, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday at 7 of the church. Visitation Friday, 9 until 5, at the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Vernon Brannick. Richard Dean Cullen, age 81, of Holmesville, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30, at the Church of the Brethren near Holmesville. Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Richard Cullen.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
For more information, visit or call your local H&R Block office at 907 Broadway on the Kester Block in Marysville and 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we are finally seeing some nice warm temperatures thanks to a shift in the jet stream, and we're seeing more southerly winds as we're going to see highs anywhere from the 40s into the upper 40s as we head throughout the rest of the day, all the way continuing into the start of the weekend, and with a high pressure system overhead, dry weather and sunny skies. We do have a low that will move through the area as we head into Sunday. Into Monday, bringing some rain and snow showers across the central parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Thursday, mostly sunny, lower 40s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Friday night, mostly clear, will drop down to 26. As we head into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 46. And Saturday night, partly cloudy at 32 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40. Record high on this date, 66 in 1923. The average low, 19. The record low is 12 below zero in 1930. Sun's up this evening, 527. Sunrise in the morning at 736.
There's an interesting competition brewing among moon watchers. We will fill you in without once using the term lunatic on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 18th, the 18th day of the year. Actor Kevin Costner has a birthday, and Captain James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands on this day in 1778. A mere 2% of the young crescent moon will be illuminated tonight, barely a sliver of the edge visible near dusk. It's become somewhat of a sport among sky watchers in recent decades to spot the youngest moon, and unlike other astronomical events, it seems to defy mathematical calculation. The earliest naked eye sighting is around 20 hours. Tonight's moon will be about 48 hours old. But even if you're not interested in the competition, keep an eye on the western sky at sunset this weekend. The old moon in the arms of the new is always a spectacular sight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
See what sets apart the new 2018 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 edition pickup at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. They also have the new 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 and 2500 model pickups. Several styles available. Take your test drive today in a new Chevy Silverado at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. Shake Milton hit 5 3-pointers en route to a career best 33 points, and SMU beat number 7 Wichita State 83-78 last night. Wichita State now 15-3, 5-1 in AAC play, and won 27 straight and 67 of 68 at Coke Arena. SMU Mustangs snapped a 3-game skid with their first victory since December 31st. It was their first road win against a top 10 team since January of 1982 at number 10 Houston. Landry Shamet led the Shockers with 20 points. Shaq Morris scored 17. Daryl Willis scored 12 points off the bench, and Connor Frankamp added 11. Again, the final last night, SMU over number 7 Wichita State 83-78. Up next for Wichita State, they'll play Houston on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Pride of the Farm waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills? Well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
Soil Health U is quickly approaching, and if you haven't registered, make a point to do so today. High Plains Journal is hosting a two-day educational program and trade show for farmers, featuring keynote speakers, breakout sessions, and farmer panel discussions. You'll get updates from industry and private professionals. The goal is to provide information that'll help improve the bottom line. CEU credits are available. Soil Health U is January 24th and 25th at the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina, Kansas. Register at soilhealthu.net. That's soilhealthu.net.
Legendary Kansas basketball player JoJo White has passed away at the age of 71. White played at KU in the late 1960s, earning all Big 8 honors three times while leading the Jayhawks to two NCAA and two NIT appearances. And while at KU, he also played on the U.S. Olympic team in 1968 and was the second leading scorer as they won a gold medal. The Boston Celtics took White in the first round of the 1969 draft. He spent 10 seasons as a Celtic, earning MVP honors in the 1976 playoffs. His number 10 jersey has been retired in Boston. Kansas State junior fullback Winston Dimmel has decided to transfer for his final season of eligibility. Dimmel, who was either a first-team Big 12 or second-team Big 12 selection each of his 3 years as a starter, had five touchdowns in 2017. Winston Dimmel considering UTEP as his next destination. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs, a breakout performance, tipping off the Thunder Classic at Seneca Wednesday, defeated St. Mary's 67-42. A battle between the 4 and 5 teams was all Marysville, with a smothering man-to-man defense and point production across the board. Five Marysville Bulldogs gathered 11 trays to contest. Dave Peachel, top scorer with 22. Nick Clark came off the bench, knocked out four trays of his own for 12 points, as Marysville improved to 8-2 on the season, holding St. Mary's. Lead for Keith Burlow was 10-1. He had a couple of trays included off the bench. That was it. St. Mary's fall 5-3, falling to Marysville 67-42. Marysville will take on Eagle Hall Central, top seed, and host in Thursday night semifinal at 8 o'clock. Bottom of the bracket, second seed Silver Lake over 7th seed Fort 55-32. And 60th Fall City knocked off 13th Jack Knight 46-41. Again, the final, Marysville 67, St. Mary 42, from the Thunder Classic in Seneca Wednesday. Reporting for TVY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
In high school basketball play Wednesday, tipping off the Thunder Classic at Nemo Hall Central and Seneca, Marysville defeated St. Mary's 62-47 in boys play. Top seed Nemo Hall Central outlasted Hiawatha 48-28. Nemo Hall Central will host Marysville in the semifinals Thursday evening at 8. Live broadcast coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Bottom of the bracket, second seed Silver Lake over Horton 55-32. Fall City knocked off third seed Jackson Heights 46-41. Twin Valley Lake girls consolation play on Wednesday. Washington County over Onega 61-16. Wetmore took Troy 51-16. In Thursday night's action, consolation tip-off at 4:30, Onega meets Lynn. Back of the bracket at 6, Clifton Clyde plays Axtell. And at 7:30, Donovan West faces Blue Valley. In the winner's bracket semifinals at 6 on Thursday, in our broadcast feature, Valley Heights meets Frankfort. And at 7:30, Hanover tips off with Centralia. Live coverage on FM 95.5. In the boys' division in consolation play on Wednesday, Blue Valley edged Troy 62-60 and Frankfort took Onega 37-35. On Friday in a consolation affair at 4:30, Troy meets Lynn. Back of the bracket at 6, Washington County tips off with Axtell, and at 7:30, Valley Heights meets Wetmore. In our broadcast feature, in the winner's bracket at 6, Centralia faces Donovan West. At 7:30, Hanover tips off with Clifton Clyde. Live coverage continues on FM 95.5. Pairings released for the 41st annual Hiawatha Girls Invitational, tipping off next week. Marysville's the top seed and will face host Hiawatha Tuesday evening at 8. Live coverage on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Second seed Jackson Heights will face Atchison. Third seed St. Mary's squares off with Falls City. And fourth seed Valley Center will face Horton.
Wildcat fans, K-State men's basketball hosts Georgia Saturday, January 27th in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Tickets start at less than $20 with a Wildcat 4-pack. And be sure to purchase your official purple or white shirt as we stripe out Bramlage for Coaches versus Cancer. Reserve your seats today by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Be there as the Wildcats host the Bulldogs in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Go Cats!
Get a jump on the growing season and save money by creating a growing chart. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by inventorying your current seed collection. Decide what seeds you want to keep and grow this season and those you want to pass along to a gardening friend. You may choose to make seed art with older or improperly stored seeds and invest in fresh seeds that are sure to germinate. Check catalogs or your favorite garden center for any seeds you need to purchase. Place your order early for best selection. Next, look at the back of the package market to determine when you need to start seeds indoors or out. Record the start date on your calendar, garden chart, or a spreadsheet to make this process easy. And while you wait, prepare a space and organize supplies for starting seeds indoors. Clear a space, check your grow lights, and gather the needed seed starting mix and clean containers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
The warmest temperature ever recorded here was 72 degrees. It once got down to 47 below. Brian Clark's job is to be stranded here a week at a time every winter. We take you to a very cold workplace on this edition of the American Countryside.
You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending two nights in Rome, two nights in Florence, and two nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today.
Brian Clark is a meteorologist at the Mount Washington Observatory. On top of the 6,000-plus foot summit, for a week at a time, you'll see the most brutal winter weather on Earth.
Wind chill is a big thing here. The combination of cold temperatures and high winds. If you leave skin exposed when winds are over 100 and the temperature's at 20 or 30 below, you will get frostbite in a matter of minutes, sometimes even seconds.
The combination of wind and snow can easily create whiteout conditions.
Visibility can be limited to 20, 25 feet at times, and if you don't know the area well, then you can get disoriented. We've been here long enough, we know the mountaintop pretty much like the back of our hands, so we don't end up getting disoriented too easily.
The Mount Washington Observatory is a nonprofit organization. Their researchers supply weather information to others in this country and around the world. Still, some may ask why it is so important for meteorologists to be stationed here a week at a time in such challenging conditions.
There's not many places on this planet that see the combination of elements that we do. So I think that's first and foremost. We just want to be here. Secondly, in this day and age of climate study, it's good to have a good climate record, and we have right now a 77-year, very consistent climate record, and that's valuable to researchers to see how that's changing.
Brian loves this job. Even in the middle of winter, he sees beauty that few others will ever get to experience. Next time, we'll discuss the weather event that made this mountain famous as we travel the countryside at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. I'm Andrew McCray.
The poultry living in your backyard are depending on you to keep them healthy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Disease prevention includes keeping people and parrots away and cleaning the coop as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow Beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens can be hard to treat when they get sick, so the best medicine is prevention. Bringing in new birds is a leading cause of diseases in chickens. Teresa Morishita is a poultry medicine and food safety professor at Western University in Pomona, California. She recommends a four-week quarantine of new birds before mixing them in with a flock.
During this time, I would contact like a local vet and have them collect blood samples to see if those birds have been exposed to any poultry diseases, and then also run a fecal exam to check for parasites like worms or tapeworms, because you want to prevent those diseases from being established. Those parasites can live a long time on your farm.
Pet birds such as parrots can transfer serious bacterial diseases to chickens, so don't let them mingle together. Even humans can unknowingly transfer nasty bugs on their shoes, so don't let visitors handle the chickens. Sanitation is another key to keep your flock healthy, because disease-causing agents can survive in organic matters such as wet litter and feces. Morishita recommends cleaning the coop on a daily basis.
Because not only do you have the buildup of fecal materials, but if the birds are on it, they can also have a skin disease on their foot known as bumblefoot because of the ammonia burns. And the other thing that's really important is that if you keep your birds cooped up at night, sometimes if the litter is not managed well, you can have a high ammonia levels in the morning, and that's not good for their respiratory system.
Keeping the chickens' living area clean also discourages rodents who can bring in unwanted diseases. Find more tips for preventing illness in your backyard flock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Banker from North Dakota says farmers need to do a better job of telling their story to consumers, and he's helping. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is The Best of Tractor Tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This two DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
Lynn Paulson is one banker who isn't afraid to get his hands dirty. Paulson is a senior vice president and director of agribusiness development for Bell Bank, headquartered in Fargo. And he's also a farmer. Paulson's concerned about the efforts by some groups and individuals who oppose, for example, biotech in agriculture.
If those tools were taken away, if the GMOs were taken away, if the Roundup Ready or the Xtend beans or whatever were taken away, and all of a sudden, instead of 200 bushel corn, you're getting 100 bushel corn. That changes the dynamics in lending a lot. So, yeah, I think agriculture has gotten tremendously efficient, and you need to be very efficient to put black to the bottom line these days. And if that was compromised in some fashion due to fear, not facts, that changes the dynamics of lending.
More tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, as the new year gets underway, farmers and ranchers have several victories to celebrate from 2017. Michael Clements explains.
From tax reform to the Waters of the U.S. rule, officials in Washington, D.C. gave farmers and ranchers plenty to cheer about last year. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall this month told Farm Bureau members at the organization's annual convention that tax reform topped the list.
It's thanks to your engagement that Congress passed tax reform last year, giving farmers a new 20% deduction on their business income, doubling the estate tax exemption, and preserving tax credits that farmers depend on, and lowering our individual tax rate.
Duvall says the Waters of the U.S. rule was one of the biggest challenges farmers faced in recent years. The rule would have allowed the federal government to dictate how farmers use their land.
Thanks to your engagement, and thanks to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, the old rule is being reconsidered. And we are urging the agency to propose a new rule that draws clear lines and protects water without regulating our farmland.
Other wins include an executive order to reduce federal regulations and improve access to federal grazing lands. Duvall says more grassroots advocacy by farmers and ranchers will continue those successes this year on issues like immigration reform.
We need Congress to pass a bill so that we can keep from losing ag production to other countries where they have better access to labor. We can have an impact if we engage. Grassroots leaders like you are transforming national policies to make agriculture stronger every day.
Michael Clements, Nashville.
Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pay just $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, still seeing some pressure on corn while Kansas City wheat and soybeans continue to be in the green. March corn down 2 now at 351, May down 1.5 at 359.5. March Kansas City wheat up 2.5 at 429.5. May KC wheat is up 2.25 at 442.75. March soybeans 3.5 higher at 470, make that 972. May beans up 3 at 983. Later months are all up by 3.5 cents. March soybean meal is 320 higher at 327.50. May is up 310 at 331. March soybean oil is down 17 points at 32.34. May is down 17 at 32.53. So mixed numbers across the soy complex. And corn remains under pressure here on Thursday. Livestock numbers looking pretty good. February live cattle up 92 at 121.90. April up 7, and make that April up 57, rather, at 123.35. January feeder cattle up 142 at 149.30. March feeders up 117 at 147.15. All the later months are up in live cattle and feeder cattle. February hogs 35 cents higher at 73.07. April up 35 at 75.87. So things look good all across the livestock complex. Cotton is up. March cotton up 37 points at 82.51. May is up 46 at 82.85. So things looking good for cotton. Crude oil is down a penny currently at 63.96. March crude is down 2 pennies now at 63.90. So the crude oil market not doing well. Unleaded gas is up. Heating oil is down. Looking at gold, February gold is sharply lower, down $11.40 at $13.27.80. April gold down $11.60 at $13.32.40. The dollar index is up 0.102 at 90.41. Market updates from Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-N.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, looking at what happened to farmland sales and values in the year 2017. I'll do that after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances, and you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Every year about this time, I look forward to getting a news release from Farmers National Company, based in Omaha, Nebraska. That company has a pretty good idea of where land prices have been and where they're going and what they're doing. And according to their latest release, which I'm going to share with you, data released by land-grant universities and industry organizations point out there has been less farm and ranch land for sale than usual the past few years. The historic run-up in land prices during the decade leading up to and including 2013 faded into the background as the past 4 years instead witnessed a steady and measured decline in values for crop and grazing land throughout the Midwest and the Great Plains. Some regions experienced the decline sooner with a larger drop-off in land prices, whereas other regions saw less of a decline. Good quality land generally declined less than lower quality tracts, saw weak demand and a bigger price decline. And Randy Dickut, who is the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company, said there are a number of positive factors supporting current land values. He said the industry has experienced a post-harvest bump in land prices in most grain-producing areas. With above-average crop yields in most locations, farmer optimism has increased, as has the bidding for quality quality cropland. The supply of land on the open market remains low, while the number of buyers and demand is adequate for what is on the market at this time. That's the report from the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmers National Company. And a lot of it, of course, will depend on the direction of the agricultural economy over the next year. Back with the final word after this message.
This is Todd Arsutic with the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, January 19th, we'll have a special bred heifer and bred cow sale, along with our regular sale, hay at 11 o'clock, cattle at 12 o'clock. Here's some early consignments. There'll be 45 head of Red Angus bred heifers. They're bred to Red Angus Klein, Watovic Red Angus bulls. They start calving 3-1 for 50 days, Larson. 50 head of Black Angus bred heifers. They're AI bred 1 day to Keneally Conrad. Start calving 215, Romer. 40 head of black and red bred cows. They're bred black bulls. Second calf to Broken Mouth, start calving 3-1 Bohatch. There'll be 25 to 50 head of bred cows in smaller bunches, 50 to 100 head of feeders, and weighing 3 to 700 pounds, plus more by sale time. That's this Friday at the Wahoo Livestock Commission in Wahoo, Nebraska. Next Friday, January 26th, we'll have a special feeder cow sale, expecting 400 to 600 head, plus more by sale time. For more information, give us a call, 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on the website at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
According to Randy Dickett, the next 6 months will determine the direction of land values as economic and financial factors come into view. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Corn hybrid selection is a big decision for profitable production of silage on the dairy farm. It should have good tonnage and high digestibility on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Corn hybrid selection is one of the most important management decisions in silage production. To reduce risk, seed selection should be based on information from multiple sources, including universities, seed companies, and on-farm strip trials. A hybrid should be well adapted to your area because if it doesn't grow well, it won't be of much value. TJ Strakota is the marketing leader for Dairyland Seed. He says dairy farmers want tonnage from a high-yielding variety, but it also has to have good digestibility.
That's one of the key metrics that nutritionists are out there looking for. We have to work with the crop guy on that local dairy to figure out, you know, what they need from agronomics on a corn hybrid. And we also got to work with the nutritionist to see how they can balance a ration, you know, making good silage. It's got to be digestible. We're looking for kind of that overall milk per acre approach.
Maturity is another key in hybrid selection. Longer season hybrids typically have higher silage yields. A general guideline is that hybrids planted for silage should be 5 to 10 days longer in relative maturity than the hybrids planted for grain.
On the silage side, you tend to go with, you know, taller genetics, so the agronomics may not be as strong if you leave it out there till grain. So that's why people get out there and harvest it a little bit earlier for silage. That, you know, as far as traits, we have everything from conventional stuff, Roundup, Smart Stacks, hybrids, all the traits that apply in grain corns we have carry over into our HDF lineup as well.
Other important agronomic considerations include early season vigor and tolerance to drought and disease. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for silage hybrid selection at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Ron Bonnet, the Canadian Federation of Agriculture president, was in attendance last week when President Trump spoke at the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in Nashville. Bennett told an Ontario newspaper that he is still optimistic that NAFTA will be renegotiated, but he says, quote, it's like following a pinball to figure out exactly where it's going, end quote. Reports from Canada last week suggested that that country was expecting Trump to withdraw from the agreement. Of course, the NAFTA renegotiation talks and whether or not the United States will pull out of NAFTA, always a big topic here in Kansas with Kansas corn, wheat, and soybeans.
Well, excellent opportunity to learn more about what's going on in Washington, D.C. is our Kansas Commodity Classic, which is Friday, January 26th. Where we'll have Senator Roberts, who, of course, is the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. And so he is intimately involved in farm bill and any kind of ag issues. And also Senator Moran. And we'll have a luncheon with Barry Flinchbaugh as well, who's a renowned policy expert.
So there's some good information going to be coming out of that. And that is the Commodity Classic coming up, right?
Yeah, Commodity Classic. It's the annual convention of Kansas Corn, Wheat, and Grain Sorghum Associations. It'll be in Manhattan on Friday, January 26th. I hope people can make it and join us there.
A couple of events of interest there. The Kansas Corn Symposium, January 25th, and the Kansas Commodity Classic, January 26th in Manhattan, bringing together farmers and leaders along with industry participants from across the state, and an opportunity to talk about the problems and the issues and where things are headed. And the NAFTA negotiations will obviously be part of those discussions as well. Check out more information at kscorn.com. Online. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Rain Key and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron remind you now is the ideal time for maintenance. During downtime that's not costing you irrigation time. Utilize cold weather downtime with Circle H Center Pivot Repair and their Rain Key factory trained service specialists for winter maintenance that'll extend the life of your sprinkler system. Trust the family owned company names more farmers turn to for prompt quality irrigation service. Rain Key, more right than rain, and Circle H Center Pivot Repair of Cimarron. The people who make mud look good.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline@manradio.com. That's two A's in man, M-A-N radio.
KNDY.